California's wine industry scrambled to adapt to prohibition, then enjoyed remarkable growth, innovation, and success after repeal. That story is recounted in the documentary film America's Wine, The Legacy of Prohibition. In it, filmmaker Carla DeLuca Warfook traces the past century of winemaking in our state. She says she came away impressed by the resiliency and creativity with which grape growers and vintners initially adapted to life under the 18th Amendment.
The shipping of fresh grapes by the thousands, mainly to the East Coast, where many immigrant families were making their own wine, and having the grapes accessible really kept the wine industry in some sense going. The acreage of vineyards in California doubled between 1920 and 1925.
Bootlegging wasn't a big part of those times for California winemakers, and over time, hardships mounted. So when repeal finally came, after 13 years, it began a new cooperative era for the vintners.
It spurred more science because many of the vineyards had been in disrepair, knowledge had been lost. So with the help of primarily UC researchers, first at Berkeley, then at Davis, they really started to look at wine quality, where grapes should be grown, and which were the best grapes in which regions for climate and soil conditions, etc.
Working with historians and archivists at the University of California's Bancroft Library, DeLuca Warfook found backing for her film project as well as a wealth of historical materials. But it was through her connection to the Wine Institute, which her father headed for many years, that she was able to interview many of the industry's pioneers, in some cases, just in the nick of time.
11 of the winemakers and those who commented on Prohibition are no longer with us. Within a year of beginning that process in 2003, Brother Timothy had passed away, Robert Mondavi was no longer accepting interview requests, and we were able to capture the last meeting of Ernest Gallo, Robert Mondavi, and Brother Timothy together celebrating Brother Timothy's jubilee.
At the same time, she says, the rise of the Internet over the past decade also brought access to extensive family collections of documents and photos that she also drew on in creating her film. It's getting a local showing in Petaluma Sunday afternoon in connection with the Petaluma Museum's current exhibit about that city's own wine history.
Looking back at the history of viticulture, winemaking here in Petaluma.
Liz Coey is the coordinator at the Petaluma Museum.
We have a long history based on our immigrants and events that happened after the 1906 earthquake to move a lot of the vintners over here to Petaluma because we had river access, we had train access, we had real estate, and we had Mr. McNair who could sell anything.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.